about the water issue and Rosemount. What can you say to those people that worry about water and Rosemount? Generally, what is your position?
Well, we're very concerned about that. It turns out there's a loophole in the state's water laws which allows only mines to take water out of a critical groundwater area. And that's what Rosemount is going to do. They're going to pump their water out of the Green Valley area and bring it over the mountains and use it on the other side. That could be a very big problem. There's there are agricultural companies that are using that water right now. That it's very important for their existence. It's probably very important for growth in the area of the Green Valley. And so this is a major problem, and it's one of the, one of the reasons that we really, if you look at the long-term impact of this mine, that they're going to be sucking that water out of Green Valley for the next 20 years, that's a major reason in and of itself to not have this mine come into existence.
12:12 on the Buckmaster Show. We have a couple of callers waiting to go on the line with Morris Farr. Why don't we take David? You're up first. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I made a donation to save the Santa Rita's. I'm all for protecting our mountains and our desert. Most of my effort is fighting sprawl because it's driving my taxes up. It's driven my property taxes $1,500 to $4,700 in just a few years. So most of my money goes to certain environmental groups fighting sprawl, but I did make a donation to the stuff.
Good.
Rosemount mine. That's one of the things I do, and also I'm trying to support groups trying to stop the illegal immigration and drug smuggling, which is taking a terrible toll on our Sonoran Desert.
Okay, David, so you are supporting the Save the Scenic Santa Rita group. You're supporting them not only vocally, but you are supporting them with your pocketbook. Your comment there, Morris?
Well, it is, of course, to thank you very much for your support. We think we've gotten very good support from, we've gotten grants from, for instance, the Patagonia Foundation, that's Patagonia Clothing, not the city. We've gotten a major grant from the Leuthold Foundation for basically for publicity that we have used, and we have gotten literally hundreds of other smaller contributions that have been made. So we actually feel pretty good about the amount of money that we have been able to raise. We're going to need more, so I don't want to discourage anybody out there from contributing.
Okay, Morris Farr, next question. This caller did not want to stick around to actually go on the air, but we have the question. The question is your group against copper mining everywhere? Because, as the caller points out, copper is so important in solar power production and other avenues. Do you have a comment on that?
Sure. No, we are not opposed to copper mining everywhere. We are opposed to this mine, which we think, to quote Gabby Gifford, the wrong mine in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, let me make the comment about what's going to happen if this mine were to go in. Where is that copper going to go? Our understanding is that it's going to be, the concentrate is going to be loaded onto railroad cars in Tucson, taken to Guaymas, and there it's going to be shipped overseas. Our understanding is that none of this copper is going to come back to be used in our industry here in the United States. And that's one of the major reasons why we think that we can the country and our economy can get along without this mine.
Another quick question for you, a caller who did not want to go on the air. Are you the Morris Farr that is the nuclear engineer?
I am afraid that is, in fact, correct. I was a professor in the nuclear engineering department at the University of Arizona for, I think, 26 years, something like that. And at the end of my career, I was an assistant dean in the College of Engineering and the acting head of the Nuclear Engineering Department.
Okay, so the caller got it right. Morris, stick around. We're going to take a break, hear from the Buckmaster Show lineup of fine sponsors. We'll be back with Morris Farr, and that will be coming up after we tell you about a very important open house that is coming up tonight. It's about the Broadway Improvement Project between Country Club and Euclid. The open house is 6 to 8:30 at the Shrine Hall, 450 South Tucson Boulevard. The open house will include Citizens Task Force, project team members, and you can ask questions and provide project with feedback. Go to tucsonaz.gov/Broadway or 622-0815. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Morris Farr is the vice president of the group Save the Scenic Santa Ritas. He's on the Buckmaster Show live line from scenic Sonoyta. Morris, are you familiar? First, Dr. Farr is a retired nuclear engineer. Are you familiar that they're taking applications already for Rosemont? I'm looking at their website right now. They've got a couple of job openings up there. Do you think this is premature on their part?
Well, yes, I certainly do. I think this there is a good, strong possibility that this controversy is not going to be a short-term solution. It's going to be going on for some time. We've been in it for 6 or 7 years now, and we are prepared to continue this fight for an indefinite period in the future. I will comment that there is one mine that I am aware of is a gold mine, actually not a copper mine, but up in Montana. The fight over that one took 9 years, and it was eventually stopped by organizations like ours. We're quite prepared to go into the future.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Joe Dreyfus is up next. Joe is the host of the show The Visit here on KVOI every Sunday afternoon from 5 to 6. Joe, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. You have a question or comment for Dr. Farr?
If I may, please throw some hot oil on the fire.
Sure, go ahead.
Dr. Farr, where are you from originally?
Well, I've lived in some here in southern Arizona for many years.
No, where are you from originally?
Well,
where did you come from?
I'm not sure what the relevance of this is, but I grew up in East Texas.
Okay,
so you have migrated to my state where copper has been the backbone, cattle and cotton, for my entire lifetime and for the last 140 years for my family. Now, I know exactly where you live. I know the ranch that was, quote-unquote, housed over and taken away, and that's okay. But now you're saying that we shouldn't open a copper mine because you're here.
Okay, let's let Dr. Farr respond. Go ahead, Dr. Farr.
Well, sure, I will make some comments about that. Yes, I've lived here in Arizona for close to 40 years now, and I can tell you why I moved here. When I came out for my interview at the University of Arizona, I got off the airplane, and in those days, you got off the airplane on the tarmac. And the first thing I saw when I got to Tucson, I looked around and I saw all those beautiful mountains completely surrounding me, because the Catalinas, the Rincons, and I thought, wow, this is a great place to live. And I was right. That's why I moved here. That's why I've stayed here. And I think if you stop and think about it, the population of Tucson has increased by about triple since I moved here. And I think there are a lot of other people who have come here and had that exact same reaction. This is a great place to live, and let's preserve this area. And I think that's the reason why every governmental agency and the two congressmen have looked at this, and they have seen that it is scenery that is the major reason that makes Tucson an attractive place, and it's why we're a great place to live. And a mine just doesn't fit with that future.
Okay.
Now, let me say one other thing about the impact of copper on the economy. The copper economy has not been a major factor in Arizona for many, many years. Right now, it is less than 1% of our economy in southeast Arizona is in copper. And I will comment that the mine, with its vaunted 400 employees, that would tie them for 117th place in the list of the major employers of the in the southeast Arizona area. And if you look at who the real drivers in the economy are in the area, there are places like the university, there are places like Raytheon. These are high-tech firms, they're high-tech organizations that are attempting to attract talented people to come here, and I think talented, educated people are going to be looking for a place which is a pleasant place to live, and that's what these mountains are a major resource.
Got another call waiting for you, and we're quickly running out of time. Rick Grinnell joins us now. Rick is with the Southern Arizona Business Coalition. Quick comment, Rick, for Dr. Morris Farr.
Well, I think that when Dr. Farr is speaking to the economy, I think what he fails to realize is the copper industry in Southern, in Arizona as a whole, is over $4.5 billion economic impact. It touches approximately 10,000 jobs throughout the state of Arizona, and that doesn't even include the tourism industry that has never been negatively impacted as a result of the mining industry. Further, one of the things about exports is it creates wealth. Any industry that ships out and exports a product out is a benefit to the state because the revenue comes in and we're shipping product out. So that's called wealth generation. And finally, one more point about copper. Copper's recycle life is 80 to 100 years. Unlike almost any other metal that is used, this product is constantly being recycled, so the value of the copper is not only immediate, but the long-term residual effect of the copper industry. And I think that I've been here over 55 years, and I remember that tarmac and the twin airplane TWA when I landed here. But the reality is that we are going to grow. The question is, are we willing to mature and incorporate the high technology that he speaks about with Raytheon, with the university? All the high-tech industries have come together to create a mining industry that is far more technical and responsible to the environment and to the new age of doing business.
Thank you.
Than anything else going on.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you for your time, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Farr, I've got less than a minute. Go ahead. Respond, please.
Well, just very quickly, we come back to that same number. 1% of our economy, roughly, in southeast Arizona is due to mining. This does not mean it's totally insignificant, but it is not major. It does not compare with other segments of the economy. And the days when Arizona was famous for its five C's of copper, cattle, etc., those are long gone. We are now an area which is basically in the business of trying to attract high-tech companies to Arizona. And I'll make one other comment.
Quickly.
Where the profits are going, the parent corporation is Canadian, and that's where the profits are going to go.
Dr. Morris Farr, thank you for spending a half an hour with us.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Dr. Farr of Save the Scenic Santa Rita's. The Veterinary Specialty Center at Tucson wants to remind all pet owners that this month, February, is National Pet Dental Health Month. If you're concerned about your pet's bad breath or dental health, please come and see their board-certified dentist at the Veterinary Specialty Center, 4909 North La Cañada Drive in Tucson, 795-9955, or visit the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson on the web at VSCOT.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House threatens a presidential veto of a Senate Republican measure that would give President Obama the flexibility to find $85 billion in spending cuts this year. The measure, designed to replace the automatic across-the-board cuts, scheduled to take effect tomorrow. At least 22 people are dead, dozens wounded after a series of bombings today in Baghdad and towns south of the Iraqi capital. Pope Benedict has officially retired. He is the first pope to step down in 600 years. General Norman Schwarzkopf being memorialized at a service at the U.S. Military Academy today. Schwarzkopf, who died in December from complications from pneumonia, will be buried later in the day. Wall Street, the key averages trading higher this hour. More details at srnnews.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Once a month, we focus on animal care issues here on the Buckmaster Show. The segment is about specialty animal care, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. It's an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. They're located at North La Cañada Drive
and West River Road. And they're on the web at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us on this month's Animal Care segment is Dr. Peter Gordon. Dr. Gordon, a neurologist at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, who specializes in the diagnostic evaluation and treatment both of medical and surgical diseases such as disc issues, seizures, behavioral changes, brain and spinal cord injuries, and lameness. Dr. Gordon, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me back on your show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. What are some of the common back problems that dogs experience? And maybe you could also elaborate on some of the common causes of those back problems.
Sure, not a problem. Back problems are obviously a pretty generic term. Back problems, anything involving the spine, the neck, or the lower spine, are actually quite similar to what humans can be afflicted with. Herniated discs are probably one of the most common things that we see here at the specialty center. We also deal with cysts, tumors, infections. There's always trauma, small dogs especially, if they're dropped or they kind of get rolled over by, sounds odd, but by furniture or, kids on bikes and things like that. And then there's also degenerative diseases that we deal with as well. So there are quite a number of different things, and that's one of the things that we start with, is trying to limit the field down to what we're dealing with.
What are some of the clinical signs, Dr. Gordon, that would alert an owner that their pet is having a problem with his or her back and spine?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because although there are many different causes, the way they present is usually quite similar. So there are a number of functions that we look for. Coordination is one of the big ones. So strength, coordination. As they start to lose nerve function, they become very wobbly. Some people say they look like they're walking like they're drunk. They've had too much to drink. They're tripping over their feet. Then there could be paralysis, so they don't move their legs. They could have difficulty with urination or bowel movements. And then either a loss of feeling altogether, or the opposite, they become hyperesthetic, where they're very sensitive to touch, and a normally very nice dog will be snappy and bitey, if something's painful.
What would alert an owner when they notice this kind of weakness or clumsiness in one or more of the animal's limbs, what should they do?
Well, probably the biggest thing to do is have it evaluated as soon as possible. When it comes to nerve disease or nerve injury, unlike other tissues, sometimes nerve damage can be permanent. So if you cut your skin or break a bone, most of the time if we can suture it back together or cast it or splint it or something like that, there's a good chance of it healing. But when nerves get damaged, the more damage you have, the harder it is to recover from that. So what I'm always encouraging is that the sooner we can get to them, the sooner we can prevent more damage, the better the outcome they'll be. So probably the best thing we can do is have them evaluated.
Are the testing options very similar to what a human would go through?
Absolutely, yeah. Myelography, which is a contrast study of the spine, CT scan, MRI, spinal tap. We have all those available here at the Specialty Center, and we use them daily to help assess what's wrong with a pet's spine.
You mentioned that this is an issue that really needs to be nipped in the bud. It needs to be taken care of quickly, because this can degenerate very quickly. Is that correct, Dr. Gordon?
Correct, yeah. Some spinal problems can be very slow and progressive and take weeks to months to cause their damage. Others can be in a matter of moments. I always use the example of a human who is doing fine, bends over to pick up a suitcase or perhaps even just a newspaper, pops his back out, and then he's laid up. If the damage comes on that quickly, the longer you leave it, the more potential there is for that to be permanent. So even if it's one of those cases, they come in and it looks like it is a slow progressive thing, well, at least then we know they have the time. But the saddest thing is to miss our opportunity and, sort of get to them too late and then say, well, we could have, but now we've missed our opportunity or our chance to help.
Dr. Peter Gordon is our guest, neurologist at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. We're talking about the issues that can afflict dogs, and I guess cats as well, right? With their issues with the spine, or not as much with the cats as the dogs?
I don't tend to see as many cats as dogs, but they do have spinal vertebrae and nerves just like dogs do and people do and any mammal does. So, they can have disc issues, slip discs. They can have tumors and infections. So, whatever. I kind of joke with folks and say, it's not appropriate to be a breedist. Just look at a breed and say, oh, this is what it's going to have. Anybody can have any any condition. So,
a particular breed perhaps is more susceptible to this or not necessarily?
Yeah, some breeds are more susceptible, certainly. As I said, no dog is, or no breed is immune from having back problems, but some of them, especially the lower to the ground dogs, the longer back, shorter leg, things like dachshunds and Lhasa Apso's, Bassets and Beagles and Shih Tzus and things like that, they are what we classify a chondrodystrophic breed, and they tend to have earlier onset of degenerative change. Now, not all of them do. Statistically, you're probably looking at about 17% of them, so it's almost one in five, but enough of them do that we keep a special alert out for those guys.
A lot of people say that German Shepherds have a tendency to have hip problems. Is there any truth to that?
Yes, German Shepherds do tend to have a lot of hip problems. They can have knee problems. They can also get a type of degenerative nerve disease as well called degenerative myelopathy. And again, you know, just to say he's a German Shepherd, therefore he's condemned to have these problems is unfair, but with their design and their genetic makeup, they can have a little bit more problems with those, yeah.
We've been talking a little bit about the causes and what to look for, but now let's talk about the dog or cat that comes in for treatment. What can be done for the animal to make their life more pleasant?
Well, the first thing is to identify the cause, because if we can eliminate the cause, the quicker the better, then we can start the recovery phase. As long as a nerve is being insulted or compressed or damaged by infection, then the dog won't, or the dog or cat won't start to improve. So first thing would be the testing phase, and we can see what it is that we're dealing with. And then, if it does look like there's something that can be corrected, either with a surgery to remove, say, a slipped disc, or a type of medication to cure an infection or inflammation, then we would want to administer that as quickly as possible. The sooner the nerve can be provided with relief, the sooner the recovery phase can start. A recovery phase can be variable. I've seen dogs that take only a few days, others can take several months. So the three phases, the diagnostic, the initial correction of the problem, and then the supportive rehabilitation afterwards would be what we would work through pet by pet.
Dr. Gordon, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but if our pet has a problem, a back problem, what's the best way to reach you, get a hold of you?
The easiest way would be either to give us a call at the Veterinary Specialty Center, if I can provide the number.
Go ahead.
Excellent. It's 520-795-9955. We are a 24-hour emergency center. There are doctors and technicians here all the time, so even if it's in the middle of the night. Alternatively to that, if it looks like the pet can't get up or is in a lot of pain, just bring them on in. We certainly have our doors open all the time, so they can come in, get triaged. And then if a neurological problem is detected by the emergency team, I would be informed, brought in, and then we would start the plan like we talked about.
I want to point out that on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page, we had a message saying, wanting to congratulate all of you folks at the Veterinary Specialty Center. One of our listeners had a very good experience there and was so happy that there are so many specialists, Dr. Gordon, under one roof. It's really an asset for all of Arizona.
I'm always happy to hear stories like that, and it sometimes makes it easier to work through a hard day. So I really appreciate whoever made that comment, and I'm glad we could be here to help them.
Dr. Gordon, thank you for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime.
Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, award-winning facility open 24/7, and they are located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road. They're on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show, it's the Beat Cancer Boot Camp. Anita Kelman joins us after this.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. If you're looking for a great getaway, may I recommend historic Pinos Altos, or you can go fishing at Lake Roberts, or hike along the famous Continental Divide Trail. There's plenty of great places to stay in the area, including the Burro Mountain Homestead RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and the Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs. For more information, please visit southwestnewmexico.org. Coming up, the 5th Annual Beat Cancer Boot Camp Challenge. This is a great event, and now they are in their 5th year. It's scheduled this year for Saturday, March 16th at 7:30 in the morning at the Brandy Fenton Memorial Park in Tucson. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Anita Sarge Kelman, founder of the Beat Cancer Boot Camp. Anita, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and good. It's always a pleasure to have you on our program to preview the event. This is such an important event.
Tell us about the whole concept of the Beat Cancer Boot Camp. How did it all come about?
Well, the Beat Cancer Boot Camp program has been in existence for 9 years. And what it is, it's a physical support group for all cancer survivors. We don't discriminate. We take all cancers. And it's not only cancer survivors. It's open to family, friends, supporters, because everyone wants to beat cancer one way or another. So that's why it's Beat Cancer Boot Camp.
How did you get involved, Anita?
Well, I'm in the healthcare profession for many years, primarily women's health, and I would be doing procedures and see women when they're first diagnosed. And I was teaching a boot camp class in the city, and at the time, one of the members was diagnosed with cancer, and realizing that the outdoor physical exercise, being around positive people, it makes such an important impact in recovery that I realized if it worked for one, it's got to work for others. And that's how it started.
The physical exercise is so important. And as you say, there's not only the physical component, but there's really the mental component as well.
Right. Well, I like to say my motto is I want to make you physically stronger so you're mentally tougher so you can fight any battle. And once you take charge of your health and you do something positive, it has such an impact in recovery.
Last year, there were you had hundreds. You had an excellent attendance.
Last year, for the Boot Camp Challenge, which, like you said, it's our fifth year, we had over 750 people participate. And I really like to brag about that event because it's not just another walk or run like everyone does all over the community. This is unique. It's a 5K obstacle course. And what really sets it apart is each obstacle is designed, built, and manned by local military and law enforcement.
What kind of obstacles do you
I can't tell you everything.
No, but give me kind of a rundown of the way the day is structured. Why don't we begin there?
Okay. Well, it starts off, 7:30, and it's really great because I like to recognize and honor all the people, all the obstacle sponsors. So they all get an opportunity to go on stage and be recognized. And, for example, it's, the Army, the Marines, ROTC, Davis Month, and the SWAT, the FBI. I mean, you name it, we have them there. So they're all recognized. We have a little color guard presentation to start the day. I do a warm-up with the crowd, and then the race begins. And it's 5K, and it's along the Rito. So you run a little, do an obstacle, run, do an obstacle. And if there's an obstacle that's a little too challenging, that's okay. You can walk around it. You're only competing against yourself, really. And it's about the camaraderie of being out there.
It's walking, it's running, and then there's climbing.
There's climbing. Oh, did I forget that?
You forgot the climbing.
Oh, what about the mud pit?
And what about the mud pit?
Yeah.
And what about
the fire hose drag and the wash from the fire department? Yeah.
The crawling.
The crawling. Yeah. The rope climbing. Yeah. There's a lot of fun things out there.
Who designed this course? How did all that come about? I mean, was there, I'm sure a lot of thought went into
there was a lot of thought.
And what particular obstacles to place where?
Right. I worked on that and, walked the course and figured out the placement to keep the event running as smooth as possible so there's not too many, bottlenecks of, people waiting. But it's just the diversity of having all those different obstacles and being encouraged by all the military. I tell them to give everyone the boot camp experience. Now, they all come dressed in their uniform, so it's fun and it's unique.
Anita Kelman is with us. We call her the Sarge, and I have a flyer in front of me that shows Anita. Really fits, you fit the bill there. You've got the military hat on. This is a picture at the beginning of the session. You've got the the Army camouflage fatigues on. You've got the boots. I mean, you look like you are ready to really do some serious physical exercise there.
I am.
So this is the fifth annual here, but this concept of Beat Cancer Boot Camp has really spread nationwide?
It has. It's a licensed program that now is in six states and will be opening a seventh location in the fall. So it's a program that I hope to bring across the country to any, you know, organization or interested people that would like to be able to reach out and help others.
Yeah, I see here there's that little R with a circle, so it's trademarked
it is.
Now.
Yep.
Beat Cancer Boot Camp. So did you, is it, who came up with the original concept? You said it was 9 years old?
It was
concept?
9 years
old. Okay.
Yeah, I did, you know, 9 years ago. And my program is actually, the physical part of it is based on the Navy SEALs training. And I worked with the Navy SEALs. And actually, Stuart Smith and I wrote a book together after he came out to the first challenge to help me with that event. He was so inspired that his book that actually trains Navy SEALs across the country was able to reach out to me, to reach out to a whole different demographics. So we collaborated and wrote a book together called It's a Beautiful Day for Boot Camp.
Oh, really? So there's a book, too, the companion book. You can go to the boot camp event on March 16th and perhaps get a copy of the book as well. What's the best way, Anita, to get involved? Should you register online or can people come? I suppose you'd like to have people not just show up. I mean,
yeah.
They would. It. I guess someone could show
they
up.
They could, but it's really it's would her, be best yeah. to register online. And if you can register online, you know, can come for the packet pickup days Thursday from 10 to 2 on the 14th and Friday from 2 to 6. And you could actually sign up there, but it would really be best to sign up online so we can have your package ready.
How about somebody that wants to put together a squad?
That would be great. You can do it the same way. And if you just want to come and volunteer, there is a place you can volunteer online also. You know, we're always looking for volunteers.
And again, the website is beatcancerbootcamp.com, and all the proceeds will benefit the Beat Cancer Bootcamp, Tucson's nonprofit exercise and support program for cancer survivors and anyone affected by cancer in their lives. Now, before the 5K course, Anita, gets going, I guess there's kind of a warm-up, right? You got some exercise that you put
exactly
them through.
That's exactly right. I get them all warmed up so they're ready to go.
Yeah, because you don't want to, like, just suddenly show up, drive up, and then, oh, no. I'm going to do the 5K challenge. You got to work the muscles and
get them all ready.
Anita, very good luck to you.
Thank
Fifth
you.
Annual Beat Cancer Boot Camp. Thank you for coming in, and
thank
we'll
you.
Give that register now at beatcancerbootcamp.com. It's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. We want to remind everybody that bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. Culligan offers the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. All of our guests who come into the in-studio interviews here on the Buckmaster Show are provided with a bottle of Culligan water, and we have not had one complaint since we started offering the water. And why would we? Because Culligan water, it simply tastes better. Also want to remind everybody that this weekend is the Pima Council on Aging Active Adult Lifestyle Expo. This is going on from 10 a.m. to 4, Friday and Saturday at the Tucson Convention Center, and KVOI is a part of all of that. We will be set up. We'll have a booth over there. And again, that's at the TCC, and that's Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd at the Tucson Convention Center. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show from 3 to 5. And then tomorrow morning, the Friday edition of Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Our Friday Focus interview tomorrow, the new University of Arizona Provost will be joining me in studio. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.